under the fig tree. Do you, anybody got fig trees in your yard? We got a fig tree. Phil's got one. You know, is it common in this area, or is it only in, you know, because Israel has a similar kind of climate to what North Florida is. So anyhow, this is about a fig tree. In the first chapter of John, from 43 to 51, New Living Translation says this. I'll back up to verse 42. Then Andrew brought Simon to meet Jesus. Looking intently at Simon, Jesus said, "You are Simon, the son of John, but you will be called Cephas," which means Peter. Picking up verse 43. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee, and he found Philip, and he said to him, "Come, be my disciple." Philip was from Bethsaida, Andrew's, Peter's hometown. Philip went off to look for Nathanael, and he told him, "We have found the very person Moses and the prophets wrote about. His name is Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth." "Nazareth!" exclaimed Nathanael. "Can anything good come from there?" "Just come and see for yourself," Peter said. And as they approached, Jesus said, "Here comes an honest man, a true son of Israel." "How did you know that about me?" Nathanael asked. And Jesus replied, "I could see you under the fig tree before Philip found you." Nathanael replied, "Teacher, you are the Son of God, the King of Israel." And Jesus asked him, "Do you believe all this just because I told you I had seen you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." Then he said, "The truth is, you will all see heaven open and the angels of God going up and down upon the Son of Man." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.